Now, even in a place like Louisiana, where disaster has, of course, struck before, people are starting to say that this one, the oil spill, is different. There's a feeling of helplessness, as many find they can't even volunteer to help with the cleanup. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on how people are coping.
Commercial developer Chris Leopold says he knew what to do in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. The storm destroyed a Dollar General store he built in the town of Port Sulphur, so he built a new one. But this time around, it's different. Oil is still spewing into the Gulf of Mexico. The disaster is ongoing. And he says there's no roadmap for moving ahead.
I mean, look at the helicopters flying in them. It's like a war zone down here. And it's going to go on for a while. But, I mean, there were hurricanes before, Betsy and Camille, that people could always reference in what happened then and use it 25 or 30 years later. But now that's not the case with this.
He says his kids were feeling powerless, too. So he organized a rally for local children to help them feel like they could do something about the spill. They made signs and even wrote a song. That's Oil Busters, to the tune of Ghostbusters. But so far, that's about all these kids have been able to do. 12-year-old John Mark Trahan seems discouraged.
I feel like someone needs to hurry up and do something about it.
Do you feel like there's anything that you or anybody else that you know can do?
No, I don't think so.
11-year-old Kelsey Fontaine is wearing a T-shirt she made at camp with pictures of birds and sea creatures on the front. She says she wants to be a veterinarian when she grows up.
Looking at all the animals, it makes me want to cry. I can't stand it looking at them. And then I wanted to go help out and at least clean them, but I'm underage, so can't do it.
Kelly Fontaine, Kelsey's mom, tears up as her daughter talks. She doesn't have any grandchildren yet, but she worries about what it will be like for them.
They'll never know what trawling is and fishing. You know, my dad, every Sunday we went out to the beach and, you know, swim. We can't do that this year and probably for the next, a long time.
I really want to thank you all so much for taking time today out of your schedule to join with us together on this very special day.
Jeff Dorson is president of the Humane Society of Louisiana, and he's presiding over an interfaith service on the beach in Grand Isle. It's an area that's had more than its fair share of oil.
Maybe we can magically help stop the flow of oil, even through the power of prayer.
Amen. May the Lord bless you abundantly and get the mercies of your heart.
Dorson is followed by a Catholic priest, a Methodist minister, and a woman who reads a passage in French. There are tears and amens. And when the service is done, everyone gathers on a berm overlooking the ocean and holds hands. Julie Cambry spends her summers on Grand Isle. She can't even sit on the beach and read because of the oil.
You've lost your peace of mind. You've lost your faith in humanity, really. You know, you don't know for years to come what this oil is going to do to this area. And as a person, I can't do anything.
In Louisiana, some 8,000 people have offered to volunteer with the cleanup. But so far, few have had an opportunity to pitch in. Carrie Crockett went to Mississippi after Katrina to rescue pets and helped rebuild houses in Louisiana. Now she wants to help oiled birds, but has been told her volunteer services aren't needed.
I'm not even very religious, and I came out for a blessing because it's the only thing that I can do.
An oysterman told me this spill is like living through an old Godzilla movie. You know the monster is coming, yet everyone seems stuck, powerless to stop it. Tamara Keith, NPR News.